Episode 98.
I tell them you develop your own A-Tech. You start with that D-Tech. You find a young guy who's willing, open to go to training, has that thirst for knowledge, and really motivated, and you turn him into your A-Tech. That's somebody did that with me, and took that interest, gave me the opportunities, didn't micromanage me, and just kept opening doors for me.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to On Point from Remarkable Results Radio, and a special interview from an auto care industry professional.
On Point.
Hello, aftermarketers throughout North America and around the world. Carm Capriato here, and thank you for downloading this show from RemarkableResults.biz and iTunes or even at Stitcher Radio, and for following our insider email announcing each new episode guest. Welcome to episode 98 with Ryan Koyman. To hook up with us, go to RemarkableResults.biz/insider to get the early notification of every new episode. You can connect with me directly through email, carm@remarkableresults.biz. Now, if you find the show to be of interest and value to you, give me a positive 5-star review on iTunes. I thank my sponsor, Federal Mogul Motor Parts, with brands like Moog, Felpro, Wagner Brake, Champion, Sealed Power, FP Diesel, and more. They're the parts techs trust. Find out more at fmmotorparts.com. Training is the lifeblood of all companies, large and small, and for every person working today. Now, we know how technology is moving at a rapid pace, and our industry is no exception. In fact, it seems like it's even moving faster than we can actually keep pace. Getting a perspective on training from a respected aftermarket manufacturer's director of training makes for a powerful episode. Meet Ryan Koyman, director of training from Standard Motor Products. It was great to get a few moments of Ryan's busy time to get this insider's perspective on some very important technician training matters. So why listen? Learn how many training hours Ryan says techs need to get each year. And if you're not an A-Tech and are working toward it, find out how long Ryan says it will take to build yourself into a quality A-Tech. Learn what is new with training and how training classes get vetted, and understand an important benefit techs receive from leader-led classes. Now, get a real feel for the commitment Standard Motor Products has with their training team from their director of training. Now, here we go with Ryan Koyman. Nice to be with Ryan Koyman, the director of training with Standard Motor Products. Ryan, are you ready to go on point?
I am. Thanks for having me on today, Carm.
No problem, Ryan. Hey, how long you been with Standard Motor Products?
It's been about a 10-year relationship so far. I did contract work for a couple of years, and then 4th of July of 2010, I came on board as a training developer, writing training material, turned into the training manager after a couple of years, and here I am today as director of training.
Wow, what a great rise in those years. What did you do just before that?
I worked at a 20-bay independent auto repair facility here in West Michigan. I've spent my career as an aftermarket automotive technician, so you know I still feel allegiance to those guys, and
great.
I try and bring that perspective to the corporate world.
So, okay, you're the director of training, and when you're in front of shop owners, what's the biggest question you get asked?
When's the next class, and what are you going to talk about?
Okay, that's great.
They're always curious, how close are we to the street level, and what's our target focus?
And you pretty much dazzle them all the time.
I wish that were the truth, but no. You know, again, our focus on training is to hit their levels of pain. And so what they're struggling with in the shop, quite often those conversations with shop owners turn into more of a listening session for me to hear what they're struggling with and try and give them a solution to that problem.
Boy, you just nailed it. Listen and figure out the pain points, and then deliver.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, huge. So when you're in front of a technician,
mm-hmm.
What are they asking you?
How do I get your job? is one thing I hear a lot. And I said, I don't know if you want my job. Be careful what you wish for some days. But I was just at a tech expo this past weekend, about 2,500 technicians in attendance. Had a great time catching up with old friends, talking at our booth, walking around the trade show, sitting in some different training classes. And that's what a lot of them say. You know, my back hurts, my hands hurt. How do I get out of this? you know, and say, well, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. Some days I long for those days of let me diagnose a check engine light or something like that, versus trying to fix people problems all the time.
So you're at an event this past weekend, saw a ton of guys come out to it, which is great and exciting. But do you ever hear some apathy in the shops about training?
Yeah. Unfortunately, like at this event, there's a lot of guys, that was their one-time training event for the entire year. And you and I, through our careers, know that you can't just get it once a year. Yeah. You know, the vehicle's evolving. There's so much different stuff changing. I mean, you look at aftermarket news daily, you're getting updates on something new happening in the industry and with technologies. You know, one thing technicians say to me, you know, I dropped out of college because I was done learning. I wanted to be an automotive technician. I say, well, that's the wrong attitude right there, because, you know, I got into the automotive field because I enjoyed learning, and there's something new to learn every day. So it's a lifelong process.
What do you believe that an average tech on a yearly basis, how many hours of training should they have?
40 to 60 hours, I would say, is a good average. I've talked to different shop owners who will give their technicians an extra week of vacation once they reach over 40 hours of training in that year. You know, so it's kind of a nice way to reward it. When I was in the shop, we required everybody to attend at least 40 hours worth of training, whether it be online, evening seminars, weekend seminars, different ways of finding training. There's never been a time in history where training was as accessible as it is today.
Right, right. Ryan, there's a lot of training noise in the marketplace, and Standard Motor Products has been in training ever since I can remember. How does Standard continue to bring such great value to the pro technician?
I wish there was a magic formula I could answer that with, Carm. You know, a lot of it is just staying close to the street level. You know, guys like myself, that's how I was brought into the business, of just talking to technicians on the street. We use case studies from technicians, working technicians submit case studies to us, and that's what we use in the class. We track what they did right, but we also learn from what they did wrong. And so we analyze that in the class and go off that. And that's kind of our feet on the street.
So the case study is not just exactly how to do it, it's how they got there.
Yes, that's exactly it. It's here's the scenario. This is the broken car as it rolls in the shop. And now let's follow that process from A to Z, you know, and retest it again before it goes back to the customer.
Got it. So what size staff do you pull this off with around the country?
It varies, but we've got 16 full-time trainers.
Wow.
That work for us. These are guys that 100% dedicated. All they do is train. And we've got two full-time developers. I've got a staff of 5 people that work at our training center, doing admin work, managing these guys. And then we've got about a dozen contract guys throughout the country that help us fill in the cracks as needed. So it takes a lot of hands here. Not to mention our sales force, who is out there selling these classes and helping get the bodies in the seats.
Here's great news. There's a new brake pad on the market that can stop a pickup SUV or CUV up to 50 feet sooner than other leading pads. And on top of that, it lasts up to twice as long as previous designs. Sound too good to be true? Well, Wagner Brake did it. They designed their new Wagner OEX brake pads that stopped up to 50 feet sooner than other leading brake pads. To prove it, they got Link Engineering, pretty much the industry standard on brake performance testing, and they got their proof. But Wagner needed more convincing. They asked 400 top technicians to put Wagner OEX pads to the test, where it matters most, in their shops and on their customers' vehicles. 99% said they saw a noticeable difference in the new brakes, and 95% said they'd likely recommend them to other service professionals for their customers. Now, soon you can get Wagner OEX brake pads in your shop. They'll be available nationwide with coverage for 95% of U.S. pickups, SUVs, and CUVs. Get the full story. Learn about the science behind Wagner OEX and check coverage. Go to WagnerBrake.com. If you had to create a brand new class today, what's its life cycle? How do you start it, and do you build something that you believe will last for 2 years, and then you got to redo it?
2 to 3 years is the average life cycle of our classes. And then we'll take them off the syllabus for maybe a year or two and then redevelop it as a new topic again. So this weekend, I also had one of my developers in town, and we went over a list of options. Here's like 15 suggested topics that we might look at. 10 of them are going to turn into new classes next year. And we look at EVAP, for example. What's changed since we released our last one in 2011? And let's do that new. You know, there's some stuff that we've gotten rid of, and there's some new stuff we're going to reintroduce here again. So 2 to 3 years is kind of our magic number.
Okay. Preference today, is it leader-led or web-based, and or what's the percentage that you see?
Leader-led. There's no replacement for that face-to-face time. You know, it's a social activity. I mean, you look at one of the buzzwords on the street today is social media, and people like to have recognition and feedback and just talk about stuff. Technicians might not always be the most sociable guys, but they do like to come to an event where they can talk. And that used to be my favorite thing about training as a technician. You learn so much about just the conversations with your brethren before the class, at break time, afterwards, hanging out, sharing the war stories. And so it's probably 80-20 split. We have over 12,000 registered users on our online training program, but we get over 65,000 technicians showing up in our face-to-face evening events yet. So we try and create a good environment for technicians to come out to and be able to give some of that feedback back to us as well.
How important are digital resources for a technician today? And I mean your site and all these other sites that people can go out and get feedback or get solutions.
Oh, it's amazing. I couldn't imagine fixing cars. You know, I entered the industry in 1992, and look at where it's come now. You know, we used to flip open the manuals and dig through stuff. But then resources like Identifix came out. That's when you were calling into the hotline and they'd give you the book with their quick fixes. And really once that started going online, then people like IETN came available. You know, it just opened up. The shop went from having 10 technicians to 12,000, 20,000 technicians right there, people you could ask questions to and be able to access that stuff right at your fingertips. It really helped the efficiency level of the automotive technician immensely.
Do you find that some techs would rather go there to try to get by rather than come to a class and really learn?
Some do, yeah. And, you know, we're not downplaying that, but you can't use that as necessarily a training resource. Some people like to do what we call the blue car fix. They'll Google a solution and go, well, the last 5 blue cars needed a mass airflow sensor. I've got a broken blue car in my bay. I guess I need a mass airflow sensor, right? And so maybe they'll use that as a crutch. And so we want people to learn how that caused the problem or how that solved the problem. So training really connects the dots on a lot of that stuff.
So instead of being a parts changer, you're really, the training is all about getting to the root cause.
For sure. For sure. You know, one of the things I liked about writing training materials was just the ability to do the research myself. And you couldn't believe how many times I fixed a car and really didn't understand how or why I fixed the car. Once I got into writing and researching that problem, the light bulb went on and went, wow, that's what happened there. And so I just always enjoyed sharing that information with other technicians out there. Hopefully the light bulb comes on for them as well.
I believe you would agree that being a top tech is hard work. Keeping up is a full-time gig, considering vehicle technology, repair procedures, and diagnostics. It's refreshing to know that Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Garage Guru is there for you. It's been designed by and for technicians, the best in the industry. And did you know there's no other comprehensive program like this anywhere? A big part of the program is the nationwide network of Guru's on-site training and technology centers. And there, you get your hands dirty with the equipment and tools you use every day in real work-related situations. And if these great training programs aren't enough, you've got the Guru's On Demand app for quick, accurate assistance and information. And when the phone is just perfect, there's the ASE-certified bilingual Guru's On Call there to help. And this year, you get free stuff from the Garage Rewards loyalty program. You earn points towards gear from your favorite Federal Mogul Motor Parts' brand. And what is really great, it costs nothing to join, and you'll start earning points immediately. Head on over to fmgarageGurus.com and learn all about Garage Gurus training, support, and get in on the rewards. Do you spend time in the field, in shops, when you're not training or writing?
Oh, absolutely. The joke here is a couple of shops call me Sasquatch, not because I'm a hairy beast. You know, that's another conversation, but I've got the keys to 8 different shops here in West Michigan. And they call me that because there's often evidence that I've been there, but nobody's actually seen me there. So quite often at night, I'll go to these shops and do a little bit of research, or they'll send me a text and go, hey, we need some help reprogramming this car, or we replaced a couple sensors in the TPMS system on this truck, but the light won't go out. Can you take a look at it tonight? So I'll show up in the middle of the night and look at some of that stuff. And, you know, I still technician at heart, and I think I need to get a little grease under my fingernails to understand who our audience really is.
So you're keeping your hands dirty, and you're flying in trying to find and fix a problem that they just can't seem to do. And yep. You're taking those as case studies?
Sometimes. You know, if I have the time or really have the interest in it, I will still put together a case study. You know, it's like the good old days. You know, it's probably like you walking into a parts store and answering a couple phone calls or something, you know, bring you back to the old days.
Whoa. Don't ask for me. No. I'm sure you get asked by every shop owner, where do I find an ATEC?
Oh, absolutely. And
what do you tell them?
I tell them you develop your own ATEC. You start with that DTEC. You find a young guy who's willing, open to go to training, has that thirst for knowledge, and really motivated, and you turn him into your ATEC. That's somebody did that with me, and took that interest, gave me the opportunities, didn't micromanage me, and just kept opening doors for me. And I've been able to do that with a couple of young technicians as well. Still, when I'm home here, I'm able to meet guys for breakfast. I'll stop, take them out for lunch. And they've just got great shop owners who are willing to invest in training as well as tooling for these guys in order to let them be successful.
I'm hearing that so much. You got to grow your own. You got to grow your own. Mm-hmm. Mentoring or an apprentice program seems to be what's really the most important thing. And it's just not bringing someone in and saying, here, go at it, or say, hey,
right,
go learn from Charlie today, Bobby tomorrow. It's there needs to be a serious plan to move mm-hmm. this young, it doesn't need to be young or old, but this D-rated tech up to be an A over so many years. I mean, it just doesn't happen. How long do you think it takes to take a D into an A? How many years?
I'd say 5 to 10 years is a pretty reasonable life cycle.
Okay.
You know, there's no replacement for experience. And so this technician is going to get a lot of experience as they're working in the field there. A friend of mine is a service manager at a local Ford dealership. He's been hiring kids right out of tech school for a crazy amount of money. But he says, I know we're going to lose money on them for the first couple of years. I just need to get experience and start building them so that in 5, 10 years, I've got my A-level guy here. And so people are hungry.
Yeah, experience is making a mistake one time and learning from it.
Yep. I recently saw on the wall of a shop a saying said something to the effect of training is what keeps 10 years experience from being 1 year experience 9 times over.
Makes a lot of sense.
You have to learn from those lessons. Yeah.
What's new with training today? Are there any new methods? Is electronics helping? What are you doing inside the classroom that's unique and cutting edge?
Unique and cutting edge. Well, that's quite a statement there. But we always try and look at, you know, think today we're doing the horse and buggy, but the automobile is coming quickly. And so how are we going to change our training methods? So that's where we went to the online stuff, and we tried shaking it up with that. But as I talked about earlier, people still like that social interaction. They like to be able to talk face-to-face and gather. So we've kind of changed our classes into a little bit more of a conversational type style. We have power poles set up in the class So when a guy shows up to class, we're going to put a little remote control device out on his desk, and it's got five different buttons. So throughout the class, we'll ask different questions, and this guy will answer anonymously. And, you know, it's kind of turns into a little contest between the guys, and they kind of have fun with it. And so we do stuff like that.
So it's like an interactive. You're really trying to get input from the student to be sure that he's on board.
Absolutely. The trainer can use that a couple different ways. They can either use that to monitor how the class is progressing. If he has to go back and review a section, or if everybody's already covered it, can he move forward with a topic? Or, you know, sometimes we'll put it in there just for fun as a conversation starter and, you know, put some wacky answers in there that they get a rise out of people just to make sure they're awake and focused on the material yet.
You're working with any Votech schools at all to help in their programs?
Absolutely, we do. We have a special program with our online classes, special pricing. We want to get in the door with these people, start reaching tomorrow's technicians. But also, when we sell one of our classes, we sell it to a parts store. But we encourage them to host at a Votech school and invite the students as well as the instructors. You know, a lot of those instructors need to get their training hours in for the year. But we also want to build relationships. You know, we're about brand recognition here. We want to keep our name in front of these customers for years to come.
You've got a YouTube channel with a lot of videos. How's that do?
It's doing phenomenal, and it's really skyrocketing. You know, again, there's that word social media in the social space. Our YouTube channel is more installation based, you know, how not to mess it up or how to do the job properly. So we continue to add just over 100 videos a year up on our YouTube channel. Right now we're kind of in diesel mode, new diesel product offering. So we've done a lot of diesel offering videos up there as well.
Do you get out in front of a class much just to get the juices going?
I do occasionally. Yeah? I do occasionally. You know, I've got a lot of friends throughout the industry, as you know, and once in a while they'll go, hey, why don't you come in and do a class for me and make it a special event? So last year I got to do it out on Cape Cod. You know, I do handpick a few venues, so I've gone to Hawaii the year before that.
Oh, you have the power.
It's always nice for my wife, you know, or she steers the ship there. But I still have fun. You know, keeps me relevant, I think, and understand what my guys go through day in and day out. And, you know, gives me a new appreciation for what they do, helps me steer our department a little bit better.
You know, it's amazing to see the trainers that you have are former techs, and them to make the leap going from being an A-tech, maybe probably even a master tech, into being a trainer. I mean, it's not a natural step, and you really got to want to have it. So as I've heard so many of my shop owners say, you know, or even the trainers that I've had on, the back starts to go, you know, the muscles start to hurt, and you know, here you're a master tech in your 40s, and you've got a lot of mileage on yourself already. So the big question, and we may have touched on it just a little earlier, I'm a guy who's really, I think I could become a trainer. How do I possibly even land a job working for a company like Standard Motor Products being a trainer?
Well, first off, email me at rcoyman@smpsfa.com. You know, we're always looking at people, you know, and we go through these shows. I actually had two people hand me business cards this weekend looking for jobs as a trainer or wondering how do they get into it. Being a trainer, it is a unique blend. You have to have the technical knowledge and the skills to understand the material. But then you also have to have that personality to stand in front of a crowd, control the audience for 4 hours many times. You have to have the physical stamina. You're standing up there, you're dancing around, you're walking back and forth. That does wear on you after a while as well. And then you have to have the ability to travel. You know, that's a unique aspect as well. We do training up in Alaska, down in Puerto Rico, all the way westward of Guam, east as far as Maine, and everywhere in between. So, you know, my guys spend a lot of time on the road, and it takes a unique personality to be able to do that.
And travel is glamorous after, you know, the third week you're saying, what did I sign up for here?
Right, right. again, it takes a special person. I love time on the road. It works well for me and my family. My family, you know, we're taking our kids to all 50 states over the next couple of years. So my air miles and hotel points cover a lot of that stuff. And I've got a good support network here at home to help with my kids when I'm away. You know, my wife, my in-laws, et cetera. Really support us, as well as my own parents.
Boy, that is so important. You are right. You can't travel for your job if you don't have that network working for you.
Exactly.
And that's what separates, the right candidate. And the person who really understands how that works would probably not apply if they couldn't really get that job done. What else would you like to tell our listeners?
Thanks for the support. You know, we enjoy training. We do a lot of training. We do it, again, coast to coast, over 60,000 technicians a year. And, if the listeners are out there that attend our training, you know, we appreciate it. We honestly love what we do. My guys wouldn't do that. You know, they wouldn't continue traveling like they do if they didn't enjoy it. And we couldn't do it without customers. You know, so Standard Motor Products is in business to sell automotive products, but training is that relationship builder aspect of the company. And so we're the face to the street. We talk to the technicians or the people that throw our box away. You know, they're hanging the part in the car, and so we're happy to be that face of the company out there, and keep buying our products and keep attending our training.
Well, there you go. There's your 30-second commercial for being on. Well, thanks, Ryan Coyman, the Director of Training for Standard Motor Products. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks for your time, Carm, and thanks for kicking this ball forward for the entire industry. Love what you're doing there.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. Find a good compilation on this show and important links and email relating to our guest, Ryan Coyman from Standard Motor Products, on the RemarkableResults.biz website. And that's also the place where you can subscribe to be an insider and get the pulse on every new episode release and really some nice backstory on our guest. I really do appreciate you and would ask that you help spread the word on the show. Uniting our industry for continual improvements is a goal, and I'm grateful for your support. Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.